Pass the marmalade, Steve. Look here, Steve, we mustn't be silly about this business. You've got to eat some breakfast.
I can't. I'm not hungry.
Well, drink your coffee. Come on.
What happened to Armstrong? Did you find out?
Yes. He apparently checked out last night soon after we spoke to him. I rather gather he had a row with the manager. He was certainly all set for one.
Then he never actually stayed here?
No. The room was supposed to be empty. Oh, by the way, that young fellow we met last night, he's in the same boat as us, or rather the same flying boat. He's on his way to Egypt.
Oh. Paul, is this business going to make any difference to us?
In what way, dear?
I mean, are we still going to Cairo?
But of course we're going to Cairo. I've got to go, you know that, darling.
But what about the inquest?
Oh, I've been on the phone to Sir Graham. Don't worry about the inquest. In any case, we've made a detailed statement to Fowler. There's nothing else we can do. Come along, darling, eat some of that toast.
You know, I still don't understand about Joyce Raymond. The inspector said that she'd been shot.
Joyce Raymond had a sister called Lydia. Lydia was apparently watching our flat yesterday afternoon when Joyce delivered the spectacles. After her sister had left the flat and we departed for Bournemouth, Lydia made her way to the end of Half Moon Street and hailed a taxi. It was then it happened.
You mean that it was Lydia Raymond that was shot in Half Moon Street?
Yes. The police checked all the houses in the street, and naturally, when Charlie told them that a Miss Raymond had paid us a visit, they jumped to the conclusion that it was Lydia. Actually, they knew nothing about Joyce.
I see. Paul, why do you think they were murdered like that, both of them? But do you think those glasses have got anything to do with it? Or is it simply a coincidence that... here's the inspector.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning, Mrs. Temple.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to interrupt your breakfast, but I brought these back.
Oh, the glasses.
Yes. Warren has examined them, sir. He's made a pretty thorough examination of them.
Well?
He's quite convinced that they're just an ordinary pair of spectacles.
You mean they haven't been tampered with?
No, sir. Not in any way at all, sir.
Well, in view of what's happened, what do you want me to do with them?
We'd like you to deliver them to Mr. Sullivan, sir.